back with another episode. Today we'll get to hear from someone that's running for state representative, and this will be our last one before the primary, which is tomorrow. As always, this is not an endorsement of this particular candidate. It's just a platform for everyone to hear about this particular candidate and what they're running on. Thank you for joining us again. Welcome to the Representing Rural Podcast by Rural Community Alliance. And we're continuing our series on people who are running for office from rural places. And today we're joined by Demetrius Johnson. Let the people introduce yourself, Demetrius.
Good evening, my people. My name is Demetrius Johnson. I'm from Earl, Arkansas. I currently serve on the city council out here in Earl, Arkansas. I'm 22 years old. My mother is Tanika Robinson. My dad is Demetrius Johnson. I'm the second oldest on my mom's side, third oldest on my dad's side. I'm 22. I attend Lane College with a major in physical education and a minor in biology. I'm a senior, hoping to graduate this semester with a 3.3 GPA. And I'm a part of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, Phi Beta Lambda Business Fraternity Incorporated. And I'm part of the National Honor Society, where I just got inducted this spring. And yeah, that's it.
You are very busy.
Yes, ma'am. I stay on my feet.
I see. So we'll get right into it. So Demetrius, you say you're a current council member, right?
Yes, ma'am.
For Earl?
Yes, ma'am.
So what inspired you to run for state representative?
The youth. I realize a lot of people don't really be involved doing this in rural communities because they don't really know what's going on. So over the time I was working for this program, I forgot what program it was where I had to register people to vote. And as I was registering people to vote, I realized this is my passion. This is something I like to do. I love helping people and I love getting out, talking to the community, asking them what they desire and what do they need. So they kind of inspired me. The people inspired me to be great and help my community.
Okay. So we know you're in a primary tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm gonna go a little bit off our question. So what would you say to someone that's your age that's around your age that wants to run for public office?
I would say persevere. You go through obstacles. Going through this position, I went through so many obstacles, but I never gave up. I persevered through everything. And I see God. God has the last say, so I have so much faith in God. It's ridiculous. I pray to God every night. What I'm trying to say is prayer work every time. You feel like it ain't going your way, pray. Talk to people about it. Get out in the community. Ask them, what do you need me to do? Never let nobody discourage you because age is nothing. Don't ever let me tell my age is a number. You can do it if you put your mind to it. You can do anything you put your mind to it. I'm doing everything I dreamed of at the age of 22. I never look back on anything. So when my message to anybody, persevere. You want to do anything, persevere through it. It's going to be hard, but persevere through it.
That's right. You got to persevere. So if elected, what are you hoping to accomplish as the representative for your district?
I'm hoping to get the young Black people behind me. I really use myself as a platform. I use myself as a platform to tell the young people it's okay to challenge older people. It's okay to get out and vote. It's okay to do this because we look at this culture that it's not cool to vote. It's not cool to do this, but it's cool to vote because you got to understand those people represent you, your everyday life. They make everyday changes for you. So what I'm trying to tell you, I use myself as a platform telling young Black people or young children, young anybody, the youth, that it's okay to do things. It's okay to challenge the people. It's okay to get out and run for position. You're not lame if you do things like that. You're actually the best when you're doing something you really love.
And you came back home, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You could have gone anywhere to invest your time and your talent, but you came back home. Can you speak a little bit about that, on why you felt like it was necessary for you to come back home?
I came back home because I feel like that was God calling. I'm gonna give you a story when I ran for council. I ran for city council and I did the packet. So when I was in school, we was battling COVID. We still battling COVID now. We still in COVID trial tribulation. So as I was doing the city council packet, I was talking to God. I say, God, if this packet be successful and it go through, that mean I have a vision here. That mean you want me here. You have faith in me being here. So I feel like the only reason why I came back is God want me here. I'm doing God's work here, being home.
All right. So what are you committing to do if you are elected? What are maybe top three things that you're committing to do?
I'm committed to get the young black people out here to vote, the young black people ready to vote. I'm committed to lower gun violence, and I'm committed to lower police brutality. I do not stand for police brutality. Them three things I stand on. My biggest number one priority is the youth. The youth. I stand behind the youth 100%.
All right, Demetrius. So you kind of talked about obstacles and things that you faced, even like now in your current seat. So what are some obstacles that you, if you are elected, what are some obstacles that you know will be in the way, or things that you know will be mountains that you'll have to climb?
One, me being too young. A lot of people never have faith in the people that's too young. So I feel like that probably be my number one obstacle that I face. Like when I'm at the polls, we campaigned in Marion, West Memphis. I had a run in today. A brother that asked me how old you were. And I told him I was 22. They was like, you're a little bit too young to be running for this position. Every time I tell them how old I am, they always throwing you too young. So I feel like they will hold me back from being successful. I'm not going to say it'll hold me back, but that'll be one of the biggest obstacles I will face in my political career, me being too young, because I'm a go-getter. Whatever God put my mind to do, I'm going to go do it, no matter what age I am. So I feel like me being young is one of the biggest obstacles anybody will face, especially if you're starting out. I know this young brother named Jalen Smith. He's 18. He currently says he's running for mayor. And I talk to a lot of people in the community that ask me, they say, you think he fits to be mayor? I say, why you don't think he should be mayor? They say, oh, he too young. I say, I don't think he too young. I say, all of us around this community put our hands to help him. He'll be very, very successful. I say, there's three living mayors that's still alive in this city. If we sit there and let him fail, we want the city to fail, because you want to use the excuse that he too young? No, I don't think he too young. Age ain't nothing but a number. If you want to do anything, do it. So I feel like being young is the number one obstacle I face.
You're probably right. I know in rural communities, we face a lot of times where we've heard that message a lot of times, that you're too young, and that kind of attitude has probably, drove a lot of talent out of the communities, because
right,
the same people want to stay in leadership positions instead of nurturing, younger generations to take those positions once, we're of age. Right. So I really commend you, Demetrius, for running for office, for, you're already an elected official. So, and even taking that next step, because that's not, when I was 22, I was not that centered and that focused to say, I'm going to run for office. But
yes,
I wish I would have been, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
I really wanted to hear about how, your experience about coming back and things like that, because, sometimes, okay, for instance, tomorrow, if you're not successful
right.
in your primary, what are your plans from there? What do you plan on doing for your community?
I initially ran for city council. Not city council, for a state representative for exposure. That's my long-term goal, is to be on state legislature. I plan on being a governor one day, but I ran for a state representative to get exposure, to get my name out. So good or bad, I'm looking at it on a positive side, because I don't lose my city council seat. If I lose, I still have my city council seat. A plus, I get my name out. 2 years, the incumbent, he plans on to retire. So I can, walk right in. Not saying I'm gonna walk right back in. You have to work to get where you at, but I will be next up to run. And a lot of people will know my name. So I don't lose none out of this, because I put myself out to work and be excellent and not give up and persevere through the storm. Like, this probably was the hardest race I ever ran through, but I didn't give up. So I plan on just being me. I plan on talking to the youth, being there, being an open ear for them, listening to my community and helping them however way I can.
Yes. That's so awesome. That's so awesome that you said, regardless of what happens tomorrow, it was so many lessons, so much you learned out of the experience, and you won't let it, no matter what happens, you won't let it deter you from your ultimate goal. That's very important. you're a good example, seemingly, for the youth in your community and in the region that we live in, because we know what have what has happened, you know, to the Delta region in our state. So seeing young people like you come back is very inspiring. So those are my questions for you. Do you have anything else that you want to add?
No, ma'am. I'm grateful. I'm just grateful to be here. I thank God every day. I don't wake up with no regrets in life. I'm happy to be where I'm at. I have 10 sisters and brothers on my mama's side. And I'd just be happy to lead them and lead the people to a positive way and showing them it's a light in its way. Like, I just love life. I just love that God gave me a life. I'm serious. I'd be happy to be here.
I see it. So I guess I do want to ask one question. Your platform, and I think I kind of asked that. So, you know, we've heard people that's running for governor, what they say their three things are. And I know you mentioned the youth. But anything else that you would say if you were elected would be your platform, things that you would advocate for as a state representative?
Rural communities, of course, because I'm from a rural community. Of course, that's the number one priority. Finding connections and ways for them. So I ran on the youth, rural communities, and police brutality. Them three things I ran on, them like three things I focus on. Mm-hmm. But I can be said, I never want to get myself caught up. I was talking to someone today. I say, one thing I disagree on politics. Politicians will tell you what they go do and what they go do. I'm not the type of I don't even consider myself a politician. Vote for me because you know me. Just vote for me because you had a genuine conversation in me. Vote for me because you know I got faith in you and you got faith in me. Don't vote for me because I'm feeling you with these lies. I never want to get to a point where I got to feel people with lies. I never. Vote for me because I'm a genuine and truthful person. And that's what I stand on. I never get up here and tell no lies what I'm going to do when I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't even know what I'm capable to do once elected. I got to figure out, you know, gain the knowledge, the necessary knowledge of the position before I can, you know, be there. But I'm going to be there. I'm going to be the open ear. I ain't going to be in denial or not listen to you and disciple.
So would you say that's been the way that you've campaigned has been relational, like that one-on-one?
Right. Building relationships. Okay. I never want to get to the point where I got to lie to you.
Right. Okay. Let the people know where they can find out information about your campaign.
You can follow me on Facebook at Demetrius Johnson Jr. You can add me on Facebook. I add everybody. You call me. I answer my phone 24/7. You call me. I'll get my personal number. 870-635-3431. And you can find me on Instagram, D Johnson, and D Johnson for State Rep. You can follow my main Instagram page, Councilman Johnson. You can follow my main Twitter, Councilman Johnson. And you can follow me on my Facebook page, D Johnson for State Rep. Like I said, this ain't my last journey. If things don't go well tomorrow, this ain't my last journey. I will be back. And I'm coming harder.
All right.
Can email Demetrius168@gmail.com.
Okay. Y'all heard him. Y'all can email him as well. He's very open to having conversations with people. So thank you so much, Demetrius, for giving me your time today.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Best of luck tomorrow. All righty. That was Mr. Demetrius. I hope you got a chance to hear a little bit about him and get to know him a little bit more. He left all his contacts at the end of that episode, and I'll also put them in the description. I only have one real power move for tomorrow, for this week, and tomorrow is primary day. Get out and vote. If you have not already, please get out and vote. It's imperative, it's important for our voices to be heard. Please do that, and I will be back with you next week with another episode. Y'all take care.